Our scripture reading this morning consists of three passages, short passages, meaningful passages for a day like today. Isaiah 2 from the Hebrew Testament, Isaiah 2 verses 1 through 5. The message Isaiah got regarding Judah and Jerusalem. There's a day coming when the mountain of God's house will be the mountain, solid, towering over all mountains. All nations will river toward it. People from all over set out for it. And they will say, "Come, let's climb God's mountain. Go to the house of the God of Jacob. He'll show us the way he works so we can live the way we're made." Zion is the source of the revelation. God's message comes from Jerusalem. He'll settle things fairly between nations. He'll make right things right between many peoples. They'll turn their swords into shovels, their spears into hoes. No more will nation fight nation. They won't play war anymore. Come, family of Jacob, let's live in the light of the Lord. Our second reading from the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 6 through 8. We can boldly quote, "God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless, no matter what. Who or what can get to me?" Appreciate your pastoral leaders who gave you the word of God. Take a good look at the way they live, and let their faithfulness instruct you as well as their truthfulness. There should be a consistency that runs through us all. For Jesus doesn't change. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, he's always totally himself. And a final reading from the beautiful 12th chapter of Ecclesiastes, the first three verses. Honor and enjoy your Creator while you are still young. Before the years take their toll and your vigor wanes, before your vision dims and the world blurs, and the winter years keep you close to the fire. In old age, your body no longer serves you so well. Muscles slacken, grip weakens, joints stiffen, the shades are pulled down on the world. Here ends our scripture readings. May each and every one of us find a message that reminds us that God, even at this moment, is closer to us than our own breathing. In a bit lighter vein, on this day of remembrance, those amongst us who are already up in years will surely tell you, that is, if they remember to do so, that remembering does not get easier with the passing years. Now, it was recently that someone, I cannot remember who, told me, "Of all things I ever lost, I miss my memory the most." And then was the patient who asked his doctor, Doctor, you know, I cannot remember anything. I forgot what happened yesterday. I forgot what my car looks like. I cannot even remember my own name. Doctor said, now, how long have you had this problem? Patient answered, what problem? Therefore, if you have difficulty in remembering things, you are not alone. Memory is a tricky thing. We have to deal with it. Eventually, all of us. But one thing is sure. Whatever you and I know deep inside, that there are certain things that we dare not forget. Never, ever, no matter what. Do you know how the first Memorial Day came about? It was a spring morning in 1866, just after the Civil War that had devastated the South. On that day, a group of Southern women did something quite extraordinary. They marched down the streets of what was left of their town to a cemetery. And there, they decorated the graves of the soldiers. You know what? All the soldiers. Union as well as Confederate. The mothers, daughters, and widows on that day, that time, had buried their dead. On that first Memorial Day, they also buried their hatred. It was an act of forgiveness, putting the animosity of the war behind them. And for them, the time of healing had begun. By the way, is there someone in your life that you have not yet forgiven? Someone that you have a grudge against? For your own sake, and for Jesus' sake, I pray that you will make this the day when forgiveness begins. This the day when you will let your enemy go in Jesus' name, so that your healing can also begin. They say that if we forget the past, we are doomed to repeat its mistakes in the future. Now, we all need to learn that there are also things that we really should forget. Time to forget. They say that a well-trained memory is one that permits you to forget everything that is not worth remembering. Now, Memorial Day is the time that we remember the debt that we owe to others. The day when we honor the ultimate price paid by the men and women who lost their lives in defense of liberty. Now let us make one thing quite clear. To honor their sacrifice is not, never, ever to glorify war as such. War is and will always remain the ultimate blasphemy against God. There is a sobering truth. We do still live in a cruel world where tyrants would impose and force their will on so many others. It would be wonderful if we lived in a world where people always played by the rules and where no one desired or needed his neighbor's property. Where never again would have to depend upon military might to enforce justice. It's times when we say, oh God, your world is in a mess. Oh, bring about the day when there will be peace, justice, everywhere. Because we have to admit, such a world does not yet exist. The actual truth is that we do not even know what dangers may yet await us. So we honor the memory this day of those who have lost their lives in the cause of justice, believing that they were making the world safer, freer, and a better place to live in. And as we bring our honors to those who served, so many who died, we are reminded that there are others whom we shall also should remember. Those who never wore a uniform, never carried a gun. Let me explain. In the 16th century in Europe, there was heartless persecution of Christians in several places, especially in Scotland. It was a time when thousands of Christians suffered for Christ's sake. And in Scotland, the godless authorities of those days hanged or slaughtered many innocents in blood. They even beheaded or burned some of the Christian believers at the stake. Now, there is a story that touched my heart many years ago, often comes back in my mind, and that's the story of the young Scotsman, Patrick Hamilton. He was 24 years old when he was murdered. And those who were there recorded his words as the fire was lit and it started to burn. The young martyr called out, "How long, O God, shall darkness overwhelm this realm? How long wilt thou suffer this tyranny of man?" And as he was being consumed by the flames, he prayed like the biblical Stephen. They say his last words were, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." I think we should also remember Christian martyrs like Patrick Hamilton. They died in a battle that is still raging, the battle between light and darkness. And their sacrifices raises the question, how you and I, as modern day Christians, would respond if we have to face similar choices. Our history has something to teach us. It was the year 1963 when Martin Luther King wrote from a Birmingham jail the following words: "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." The well-known German theologian Martin Niemöller initially supported the National Socialism of the Nazis in Germany. Sad truth is that he kept quiet while others spoke out. There came a day that he felt and he knew that he could no longer be quiet, and then he started speaking out. And as was to be expected, soon he was arrested and languished in Nazi prison camps, barely escaping with his life before the welcome end of World War II. It was that time that he wrote. Here are his words. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. The wise King Solomon advised, remember your God before the difficult days come, before the years come in which you find little pleasure, while the sun, moon, and stars are not darkened, and while the clouds do not return after the rain. That's why we remember today. We remember with gratitude those who came before us, those who built this beloved church of ours, those who left us this precious heritage, who are urging us to complete what they have started. On this day we remember those who died so that you and I may live in freedom. We also remember those who died, that you and I may live in faith. Above all, today we remember Christ who died, so that you and I could discover the secret of how to live. I believe that's the ultimate meaning of remembering. Maybe we needed this time together, telling one another, it's not only a time to remember, it's a time to finish what they had started. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Precious God, your love is stronger than death. Your life-giving power has no end. Today we commend to your eternal care all who have died in the service of others, even as we lament the violence of war. Comfort and sustain all those who mourn. Heal the wounded body, mind, and spirit. Bring justice, freedom, and dignity to all your people across the world. And bring an end to war throughout the earth, so that all may know your promised peace through Christ, the resurrection and true life. This we, your people, pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.